WRCL Sports is sponsored by Schwarz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. There is Richland Center Church League softball tournament action going on this evening because the game was canceled from Thursday because of the weather. It's being played tonight, and that game that's being made up is on the East Diamond from 7:30, or starting at 7:30, I should say. St. Mary's will be taking on Church of the Nazarene, and the Mission will umpire. You can find a full update on all the brackets on the RC Church League webpage by going to rcchurchleague.com. And also tomorrow night, there will be the championship game being played, and we will be broadcasting that right here on WRCO 100.9 with the pregame starting at around 6:45. Also, another game that was postponed on Thursday that's being made up tonight is in Night League Hometown League Tournament action, and that's the game between Dodgeville and Jefferson at Jefferson. That game will be played at 7:30 this evening. The winner of that contest will be hosting Middleton in the Night League Tournament semifinal. The offense was missing, but so were the Packers starters as Green Bay lost its second preseason game last night at Denver, 27-2. Packers backup quarterbacks Sean Clifford and Michael Pat combined for just 95 yards passing. Green Bay produced just 168 yards of offense and failed all three times it went for it on fourth down. The only points were scored in the final minute of the third period when defensive lineman Zach Morton tackled the Broncos quarterback in the end zone for a safety. The Packers wrap up the preseason on Saturday at home when the Baltimore Ravens visit Lambeau Field. Cullen Ray and two relievers blanked the Cleveland Guardians on two hits in Sunday's 2-0 shutout victory at AmFam Field. That completed a sweep of the three-game weekend series, boosted the Brewers to 20 games over 500, and gave the team the biggest division lead in Major League Baseball at 11 games. Ray had a no-hitter with two outs in the sixth inning while earning his 11th win. He completed seven shutout innings, giving up just two hits and no walks. Shortstop Willie Adames and reserve catcher Eric Haas knocked in the runs. The Brewers are off on Monday, or off today, I should say, and begin a series in St. Louis starting tomorrow. And this was expected to be the season the Milwaukee Brewers finally took a step back after making five playoff appearances over the last 6 years in Major League Baseball's smallest market. It hasn't happened. The Brewers have won five straight and leads the NL Central by 11 games over St. Louis. That's the biggest division lead of any Major League team. They've been successful despite losing manager Craig Counsell to the Chicago Cubs, trading ace Corbin Burns to the Baltimore Orioles, and enduring season-ending injuries to several key players. One of the biggest problems for the Badgers during last season's 7-6 performance was the lack of depth. Too many starting players were on the field for too many snaps. Wisconsin head coach Luke Fickell says the 13 days of practice at UW-Platteville have helped coaches find the 65 players who can be trusted. There has to be somebody behind the starter who doesn't offer a steep drop-off. The coaches have a better idea about that as work returns to Madison and the Badgers prepare for the August 30th opener. High-scoring guard Damian Lillard says he can continue to play at a high level, and he's not feeling the effects of aging. After averaging more than 32 points a game in his last season in Portland, his stats fell in his introduction to Milwaukee. Paired with Giannis Antetokounmpo, Lillard scored 24 points, 3 points per game, and saw his shooting percentage dip. He tells the Journal Sentinel he can still do things on the court he was able to do a few years ago. Lillard turned 34 years old last month. And athletes on the refugee Paralympic team are looking to send a message of hope as they strive for the podium at the 2024 Paralympic Games that begin in Paris next week. Eight Paralympians and one runner guide who fled conflict of persecution in their home countries are hoping to score medals in para athletics, para powerlifting, para table tennis, para taekwondo, para triathlon, and wheelchair fencing. The refugee Paralympic team will be the first delegation to march at the opening ceremony taking place along the Champs-Élysées. And our WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwarz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.